Welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right. We actually have a special episode this week.
This time it's actually legitimately sort of special.
For a real reason.
We have our very first guest on the show.
That's right. Besides our
This is technically our second guest, because we did have Invisible Obama on the show.
I was going to say, besides our bad impressions and bad sketches, this is...
did actually have Invisible Obama from the Republican National Convention on the show when we did the Republican National Convention.
Yeah, our bad sketches. I referenced that already.
Okay, well, this is our second guest. He's one of my very, very good friends from college. He's a very multi-talented person. He's a drummer, musician. He makes rap beats for some pretty cool bands. He just went on a tour with this up-and-coming pop star named Guinevere. He used to be the drummer for Jesse McCartney, and he has a new movie that he directed, which is coming out somewhat soon, called Sam the Spaceman. My nickname for him is The Voice, and you'll find out why in a second. This is not a fake sketch. This is not Robin or I doing a bad voice impression. This is actually what my very good friend Alex Rusick sounds like. Why don't you say hello, Alex?
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey! Welcome to the podcast, to me!
8 years later, and your voice still cracks me up.
Yeah, man, you know, what can I say? It's never changed, it never will.
It never changed?
No.
You were just born, your parents like, one day his balls would drop, and then your balls just never
No, it was much higher when I was younger. It was like a helium, you know.
It gets higher?
Yeah.
You know, you currently are like a helium.
No, but it was even more pronounced, it was further. There's actually a videotape of me playing King Arthur, which is hysterical, you know, because of the voice. Not very macho.
You know, but Alex, you know, for having such a strange voice, and maybe it's because of this distinguished strange voice, you don't do too terrible with ladies.
No, certainly not.
Certainly not. So anyway, as I mentioned already, Alex is a drummer, one of the best drummers I've ever heard.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And he makes some awesome beats. I would definitely check out his music online. I really, you know, I've got a lot of friends that make music that I put on until I like their stuff, but Alex's is genuinely good, and I genuinely go out and show it to people unbeknownst to him.
Right. I have no evidence that this has ever taken place,
well,
but I've
never
been
showed it to me.
This.
And
right.
We've been living together for almost 2 years
right.
now. So.
I think that's untrue. I think right. I actually have shown you his music before.
Right. You've definitely talked about your friend's voice before.
Right. Well, that's more important.
Well, I couldn't just have this guy show up to our apartment and her have no idea like what she was in store for.
No, it weirds people out.
No, I think you don't think Josh is making a big deal out of it?
I mean, generally, it affects the first impression, but I've tried to use it in a positive way.
It affected my first impression.
Absolutely.
I know I've already shared this with you, Robin, but I haven't shared this with the audience. I love the story of when I first met Alex.
Get ready, you guys. It's homophobic.
Yeah, it is. It's really homophobic.
Go.
That was not...
Now they know, so they won't be offended.
No, they'll still be offended. Now you're making it. You made it seem far more homophobic. I might have dropped that part of telling the story on the podcast, but now that you just had to throw it in there, I'm not going to drop it.
Okay.
Ugh, make it so uncomfortable. You know, I was about to share a funny story with the audience. You know, Robin jumps on me for being homophobic, yet she's been anti-Semitic in almost every podcast.
It's less serious.
It's less serious. It's a huge problem in our country that nobody talks about.
That's not a huge problem.
Everyone's talking about homophobia, though.
No, I'm talking about anti-Semitism.
Everyone talks about anti-Semitism, though.
Yeah, in our world.
Right.
In our Jew world.
Right. Well, that's the only world I know.
Anyway. Yeah. I went to college at NYJU with Alex.
Woo!
And I met him because one of my good friends was his roommate. And when we got to his room, before we even saw Alex, we just saw all these Broadway show posters hanging up in the room. And I said to my friend, we were always joking, like, who's going to have the gay roommate? And we're like, oh, Subir, you have the gay roommate. And then Alex came out of his room and introduced himself with his high-pitched voice.
Hey!
And we didn't even know what to think at that point. The Not Broadway, that there was anything wrong with having a gay roommate. We're just...
No, the Broadway posters, they were, you know, my father's in that business, so they were sentimental to me, you know?
Alex's father is a Broadway advertising...
Yeah, advertising guy.
Advertising guy. He makes all these posters. They're actually really cool posters.
They're beautiful. That's why I had them, you know?
But it was like contact.
Right.
Like, we walk into the room, and the first thing you see is a contact poster.
Parade, you know?
Parade.
Carousel. You know,
it wasn't like, you know...
The one with the bitches on the boat.
It wasn't a macho Broadway show poster like...
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. Right. Yeah, it didn't have Book of Mormon.
It was nothing edgy.
Or Spamalot or the producers. Stuff we could, you know, where I could walk and be like, yeah, I love these shows.
Yeah,
and
maybe
like,
these
I'm not gonna... Maybe when my mom comes to
Yeah, all the shows about dancing for your life, those were the ones that I had up.
But anyway, let's get a little bit into our topic. This week's topic, as inspired by our special guest, is pop stars.
Yeah!
Current pop stars.
Current pop stars.
There's tons of pop stars.
We're going to go with the biggest pop stars of 2012. For whatever reason, they were the biggest pop stars of 2012, whether it was because their boyfriends beat them up, or they got into feuds on reality TV shows. You know, something always funky going on in the pop star world.
What?
Right off the bat, Alex, do you have any favorite pop stars
of the current day?
Yeah, the current day
of the current time.
As a musician who works with pop stars a lot,
Jewish or anybody?
Jewish?
No, I'm just kidding.
Are there any Jewish pop stars?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Well, maybe Adam Levine, maybe.
Adam Levine,
Maroon 5. Okay. He's trying hard to hide it, but I think it's there.
I was going to say that's more of a pop band, but it's on my list of biggest pop stars of 2012.
Listen, if you do a song like Moves for Jagger, you're no longer a band, I'll tell you what. You know what I mean? You're just a behemoth, you know? You're just some
I feel like this is kind of a dangerous podcast for Alex.
Why?
Because, you know, this is your business.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna air anything out, you know? I don't have anything to air out, you know? I mean, I do, but I'm not going to do it.
So I'm real curious, one thing I would like to mention, well, you know, I'm actually just going to go into it. How about Britney Spears today?
Yeah?
Like current Britney Spears.
We're talking, would I have sex with Britney Spears?
Would you have sex with current Britney Spears?
You know what, Josh Edelman, I would.
You would?
I would have sex with current Britney Spears, absolutely.
And
yeah.
Because?
Well, you know, because I think that the thing that made her attractive hasn't changed. In a way.
Her titties.
You know. Well, you know, partially. But I'm talking more existentially here. You know what I mean? She's still got the same...
What existential... What is existential about Britney Spears?
No.
I guess she did have an existential crisis.
Exactly. There's a lot existential about Britney Spears. It's like, why is our culture, like... Why do we love, like, a piece of meat that is completely, like, controlled?
Did she release any new music? What's the last song she
She's
released?
She's got a song out now. She always releases new music. But, you know, it's just like, you know... The auto-tune garbage, you know? It's the same stuff.
Does she have a good voice?
No, absolutely not. No.
Did she ever?
No. She was pretty good at dancing, you know, for a while there. Mm-hmm. But not anymore
16.
Now.
She's pretty good at being 16.
Right, exactly. She was good at being 16.
Wait, but okay, but on this show, we don't just say, obviously, Britney Spears is attractive, otherwise she wouldn't have been picked up by all these people. But let's put it in this situation.
Is she still attractive? Didn't she... I have not watched her on X Factor.
I think she's still got some going on.
I heard she got attractive again. I know there was a period there where she got like unattractive.
No, as crazy.
Yeah, when she had no hair.
As crazy as she got, I never think she got unattractive though. Like seriously, you know.
No, but let's put it here. Let's say you are out with Guinevere and you go to like an after party and you're at a club.
Yeah.
Like, well, one. Let's say Britney like doesn't look. Like, bombarded by people. Would you try to go up and talk to her, or would you just leave her alone?
I mean, I personally would leave her alone, you know, because I've never known anyone to her degree of fame, but the people I have known who've had some degree of fame, I've just always felt like it's better to leave them alone for some reason.
It's not like you're going to go bother them, and then, like, a year down the road, you're going to be like, who was that guy that was bothering me at that party?
Yeah, never gonna happen.
Okay, but what about, let's say that, like, you're in maybe, like, a lounge, or let's say you're backstage somewhere, and for whatever reason, like, your ankle hurts, so you're not gonna perform, and Britney Spears is just backstage, and you're talking for, like, 3 hours. Like, sure. Do you think you would connect and still be attracted to her at that point, or do you think that she'd be annoying to talk to?
Alex could not talk to Britney Spears.
No, I could not. I mean, I'll tell you,
it'd fall apart. Right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, we were on tour with Tila Tequila. You know? Oh God! Yeah, that's who we were on tour with. Yeah, yeah, Guinevere was touring with her, yeah.
She sings?
She does some singing and whatnot, yeah.
Wait, Tila Tequila sang on your tour?
No, Tila. Yeah.
But, you know, she does kind of just the Paris Hilton thing. She's paid to party, and, you know, people know her, and they dig her, and it just brings people to the club, you know, to a degree. But, I mean, like, you know, I talked to her a bunch, you know, and she wasn't a person I would necessarily be friends with in life, but I liked her, you know? You get along.
Would you do Tila Tequila?
Tila
Tequila.
No, I would not.
But you would do Britney Spears. Yeah. Even though they're on the same plane of insane.
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
Definitely.
What's the difference between those two?
Well, I mean, maybe, you know, if I was talking to Britney Spears for 3 hours, maybe I wouldn't. But, you know, Tila Tequila, you just don't...
Would you have
we didn't
had
connect
sex
like
with,
that.
Would you have had sex with Tila Tequila on a purely base level when you first met her?
Just from a pure... point of view.
Pure shadow.
No, I don't think so.
So you don't think she's as attractive as Britney
Spears? She's too run down.
It's not about run down. You know, she just has the fake, you know, the big fake boobs, and, you know, she's got a whole, you know, look that I'm not into, you know.
Yeah, but isn't Britney's... So you're into the Britney Spears look?
I'm not... I can get
into
that.
I've never known
that,
you to be into,
you know,
that.
But I could get into
it's
it.
It's because Britney,
you know,
Spears has the whole innocent thing going on, even though she's, like...
Right, even though now, like, she still needs a conservator
to watch her money,
you know? Like, she doesn't know anything. She's still innocent somehow.
She's not that innocent, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Thank you.
she says it herself.
Right.
Back when she was still somewhat relatively innocent.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, she was... overly innocent for too long, and then that just blew up on her like a Catholic schoolgirl
going
out into the world.
Sure.
I don't think they should be allowed to replace internet.
But there's something existentially innocent because, like, she still needs a conservator and stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, she still can't quite... She's not a girl, but she is still not yet a woman.
Being stupid. If your IQ is 85, it doesn't mean you're innocent. I mean, maybe it does, but I think there's other things.
But that
things
means it just means
there.
You're innocent forever. Like,
so you're just into, like, borderline retarded people.
I just feel like she's, like, you know, Forrest.
We also need someone to manage the money.
She's like Forrest Gump.
She is toxic. There's no two ways about it.
I know. I'm slipping under.
I feel like we've come to a crossroads with Britney Spears.
Right, yeah. We definitely have.
Welcome to Pun Zone
with
Josh and Robin.
Yeah, right.
And Alex.
Yeah. No, I'm not contributing to the puns. I'm just laughing at them.
I like the not yet a woman one.
Right. That was my favorite of her songs, actually. That was the one song...
So you actually, like, kind of like that one.
When I was a teenager, man, I'll tell you what, I beat it to that video of that song, I'll tell
you
what.
You nearly jumped across the room and beat the shit out of me when I forced you to listen to Call Me Maybe a couple minutes.
Well, that song, I mean, that song is heinous, you know.
Who sings that song?
Carly Rae Jepsen. Jepsen.
Yeah.
Did you know who she was before 10 minutes ago?
You know, everyone, like, that was like the one pop song this year that I haven't heard. I'm subjected to most of these songs, but
how did you not hear that? That's such bullshit.
You got to understand something. When I don't hear one, I try not to hear it for as long as possible.
I tried not to hear that for as long as
and
possible.
And I lasted until you subjected to it. Just an odd thing.
I lasted until about a month ago. I heard it in a mall.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is that thing people have been referencing.
Right, yeah.
And I got it. It was really bad.
I do like the production of the string parts, but that's like a nerdy thing.
I would have to say, I want to answer the Carly Rae Jepsen "Would I Do" question. It's not so much that I wouldn't do Carly Rae Jepsen because I, you know, who are we kidding over here? But
you take Jepsen's would come your way.
Close to the last person on earth she would do, just based solely on the music video for that song,
right?
It's like her looking out the window at some dude with like a six pack of abs,
right?
Like rubbing oil all over his body,
right?
And I'm like, this is who might call her,
right?
I gotta say that on this one particularly, we're pretty much the polar opposite of who these people are looking for and who we're looking for. Like, all other categories we've done, we could have sex with them before.
So you're saying you wouldn't have sex with Chris Brown?
Oh my god. No,
he's got a big schlong. Have you seen that picture of him in the in the jumpsuit with the big schlong?
No,
it's pretty big. I'll tell you what.
Doesn't have like a cucumber down there.
Is anything Alex is an expert on?
It's Chris Brown's package.
I'm not an expert. I am no expert on big schlongs.
Well, okay. So I asked her Chris Brown, which was just an obvious. You have nothing else to add to Chris Brown, Robin?
He's terrible. He got that neck tattoo.
What if he wasn't beating up?
No, he's a good singer though. You don't think so?
You
do those runs that are real good, you know?
I know less about pop music than I do about sports.
You have to be a really good singer to beat up women and still have people buy your albums.
Right.
No, you don't.
Ike Turner, not a good singer.
Not a good singer?
Good songwriter, not a good singer.
Did Ike Turner's career, like, derail when it came out that he was beaten up on Tina Turner?
I don't know. All I can tell you is from the movie about it, which I saw, which is my only source of information on this. You know, he, you know, they were kind of going down the tubes even before they broke up a little bit there. You know, he was
the
cocaine.
But she became
very successful.
Well, she split up. They both started to go down, I think, and then she kind of realized that he was taking her down to Chinatown and they were never coming back, you know, and so she just jumped off that gravy train there.
And then later on got on her own train.
Yeah, then she invented her own lane.
All right. Well, speaking of Chris Brown, I have an interesting one for you. So let's go for you, Rihanna. Yeah.
Oh, I would have sex with Rihanna in two.
That's
2 seconds.
Like you don't even care that she has herpes.
I don't know that she has herpes. Where'd you hear that?
Oh, come on.
You
what
think
are the
she
chances
has
that she has no herpes?
I don't know, but you can't know that. She's a beautiful woman. I mean, come on.
That's
and on her Instagram, she's smoking weed all the time. I mean, she's chill, you know.
Hands down, beautiful woman. Oh man, I think on one time on here we're talking like top five list.
Rihanna or Beyonce?
I would prefer Beyonce.
You prefer
classier?
Beyonce because she's more talented and classy and less chance of having herpes?
I just also think she's got a better booty if we're just comparing purely assets here.
Now, this I'd like to take a moment to bring up something about my dear friend Alex that we're coming into right here. I believe have you dated exclusively black women, Alex?
For a while. This is true. Yeah, for
did
a while.
Did you, before you started dating exclusively black women?
Sure.
Did you date other?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is
yeah.
it like by design?
It's not by design. It's by just, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Wait, so before you started dating black women dated you?
I had one girlfriend kind of in high school, you know.
There was that girl that you really liked that you toured with, right?
Yeah, but I didn't ever get with her.
You never got with her?
No.
Was she white?
She was white.
Wait, I'm really curious. Why do you think this has happened in both directions?
You know, if you want to get psychological with it, if you want to get deep with it, I think it's that I had a nanny who was, you know, part African-American.
Wait, really?
And I associated...
Did she
touch you? No. No, absolutely not. But I think maybe I just associated it with, like, comfort to some degree.
Now, I feel like, in a way, I was almost with you at the time when you made this mental decision.
You're right. Well, yeah, I just dated one girl, I got caught up, and then I just never went back,
really. But I also believe that Robert De Niro had something to do with it. I believe,
think
like,
so?
Like, yeah, because we were hanging out in New York,
right?
And we, like, had found out that Robert De Niro pretty much exclusively dated black women,
right?
And like from that moment on, you just had this thing for.
No, that's not true. Maybe that's when it got into your purview.
My purview.
Yeah, maybe that was in your purview, but I actually think that it was after that I really started dating.
Also, you know, Alex does a lot of like soul and R&B beats, and
he spends
a lot of time with African-American singers.
Yeah, so it just, it sometimes, you know.
And he has, like, little, you know, artistic relationships with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not mixing it as much as you might think, you know. I'm just, like, I'm trying to stay professional with it, you know. I try, you know. Occasionally, it doesn't work out that way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fair. I started dating more Asians when I started doing chemistry, so, really. Who am I to judge?
There you go, right there.
You dated Asians?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What, you think what's his face in my first? David Story?
Oh.
I hope David Story doesn't listen to this.
David Story doesn't listen to this. Who are we kidding?
The David Story is a very attractive Asian man. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah, he's very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very detailed diary from what I'm told.
Not told by me, in case David Story is actually listening to this.
We didn't read the diary. Someone else did. Secondhand information.
Not that anyone listening to this knows who David Story is.
No, but it's just funny to...
He's an Asian man named David Story.
And it's just funny to admit that he potentially had a diary and potentially a roommate of theirs read it and shared some of the information with us.
Okay. So Beyonce, would Beyonce be your top pop star, Lay?
No.
Who's number one?
You guys are gonna...
Us?
No, you guys are going to, you guys might laugh.
Okay.
Jennifer Hudson.
Oh,
I think Jennifer Hudson is like the most beautiful woman I have maybe ever seen.
Yeah, well, since she lost the weight?
Before the weight, anyway. The first time I really was like, whoa, Jennifer Hudson was the movie she was in, Dreamgirls. Because I don't watch American Idol or nothing like that, you know.
Was it a talent crush at all?
I mean, partially, but I mean, she just is voluptuous, fantastic.
Yeah, see, you just explained to me why you're dating black girls. If Jennifer Hudson is your number one black girl, she's not like a black girl that just, it's just skin color. She like has all the features,
sure.
Like traditional.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question for you. Let's say you were going to the Grammys or the Oscars.
Yeah.
And you were to bring a date with you.
Right.
Who would be your date?
I would bring both the Williams sisters with me.
There's no way they're going to be down for that.
Come on, they would be down for it because I would call them and it would not be a sexual thing.
It would have to be. If it were the Oscars, they might say.
Yeah, I would just be like, let's
They can go to the Oscars if they want to.
Can they?
Yes.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yes, they can make two phone calls and they'll be going to the Oscars.
But that's not the point. The point is to make a statement of hilarity in this universe. Just to put something into the world that's so bizarre, you know, that it can't be explained.
Well, you should try to go with the Olsen twins then.
Which Williams sister do you prefer?
I'm more of a Serena Williams. I'm more in the Serena Williams zone.
Are you really attracted to Serena
Williams? Oh, yeah. I think Serena Williams is a beautiful woman.
Are you attracted to Venus?
Yeah, absolutely. I think those are both two of the most beautiful women there is. What can I tell
you? You know, I feel like if people actually did listen to our podcast, Alex might get a couple of dates out of them.
Maybe not.
A lot of curiosity dates.
Yeah, surely.
It's very strange because
most of the dates I get are curiosity dates.
I've heard so many guys explain why Asian women are just the best over and over again, blah, 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 blah. I've never heard it from the other angle. It's just very against stereotype.
Well, I'm not saying anybody's better than anyone. I'm just saying what I like.
No, I know what you mean, but to them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into Asian women that much, you know. I've been with one Asian girl, you know, in the midst of the black thing. But I've just viewed that as more of an Obama, like, we're moving forward, we're not going back. You know,
Michelle Obama?
Oh, beautiful woman.
Michelle Obama or Serena Williams?
Oh, that's a hard choice.
But Jennifer Hudson over both of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jennifer Hudson over anyone.
Yes.
But Jennifer Hudson had a horrible voice.
Yeah.
Well, then I probably would never have seen or heard of her. So it's
well,
saying,
no,
saying,
no, no.
I'm saying Jennifer Hudson had a terrible voice, and you do, and she works at, you know, wherever you work.
Let's say she's in Dreams Girls. No, she's the same person, but she just gets lip sung. So she's in Dream Girls. You see her, you hear the amazing voice, but you know the whole time it's being lip sync.
Oh, absolutely. I just think she's gorgeous, you know, just as a human being. Look, you're looking at pictures of her on Google right now. That is a gorgeous woman with an inner glow that is just tremendous.
She has a pretty good inner glow.
Oh, tremendous.
I think that inner glow has been crushed by diets, though.
I think we can say that.
That's okay,
what
you know.
What we've learned is that Jennifer Hudson is Alex's dream girl.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I guess you could say that. So if Jennifer Hudson listens to Who Would You Do...
I don't know, I feel like...
You could do this guy.
I feel like Jennifer Hudson is within your reach. If you...
She's not within my reach, she's married.
What about
a child.
What about the girl
she's
from...
She's not going out with me,
about,
I've accepted this.
I've got a good one. What about the girl from Precious?
You know, I would go out with her maybe just one time, you know, maybe
I feel like there is genuinely your Hollywood power couple opportunity. That's your genuine. That would be maybe one of the funniest relationships in the world.
No, I would meet her.
High pitch Alex and Gabor. What's her?
Gabrielle Sidibe or something like that.
But you're,
I don't know.
You're
there's like a hyphen.
Are you
in there.
Attracted to her?
I mean, no, not really.
No,
but she, you know,
just, you just go out with her on a date because she's a celebrity.
No, I don't know. I would just be interested to know her, quite honestly.
He really liked Precious.
I think it's a great movie, honestly. I do.
I couldn't watch it because I read the book and it was too depressing.
Well, you know, you don't see a lot of the rape at all.
Wait. So you couldn't spend 2 hours watching a movie, but you could spend, like, 2 weeks reading that book?
Well, because I didn't know what
you're like, you were just flipping the page like, this is... the worst.
This is vile.
I'm gonna spend another week doing this to myself.
Let me tell you what happens.
Let me just say that I'll never watch this movie, page 374.
Yeah. You know what happens is that when you start Precious, you can't not read it out of the guilt. You can't put down Precious and be like, nah, not gonna finish that.
But, never put down Precious.
But I just didn't know how much Precious. It was gonna upset me. That book is really upsetting.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just like a Lars von Trier movie that takes place in the ghetto. You know, it's just like, let's take a person
and destroy
and
them.
Make all yeah. the worst things that can happen to them.
Robin, as a black woman, were you moved by Precious?
Ha 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 ha. I didn't see it.
No, I'm saying the book.
But the book.
The book, it moved me to feel bad for that fictional character.
Right.
You know, what else is it supposed to do?
You know...
I mean, I went to school with a lot of people like that, and it's just depressing to, like, remember them.
It's almost like the literary, like, equivalent to cutting yourself. It's just like I'm reading it so that I know I still feel or something.
Yeah, so
you know?
It's very upsetting. Yeah.
All right. So here's one. Here's one that I have, Nicki Minaj.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I wouldn't.
I didn't think you would. I felt like that was the
I
one.
I wouldn't.
Because her personality turns you off too much?
No, it's not really that. It's I have a big pet peeve about fake body parts. And to me, the most exalted body part is the black woman's booty. That is the best thing in the universe.
She has a fake butt.
And she has a fake one or injections or whatever, and it just ruins it for me. It's
wait,
just
really?
Because I bet she had a,
how do you know
I bet
that?
She had a nice one beforehand. I bet she didn't even have to do that.
So what about Mariah Carey?
What does Mariah Carey have that's fake?
I don't know. Does she have anything fake? I just feel like Mariah Carey is
someone
that would get work done.
Well, she's got good work done. You can't tell.
Yeah.
But are you attracted to Mariah Carey?
I mean, not currently, you know.
Because she's as old? What about if she was young?
She was good enough for Derek Jeter, not good enough for you.
Well, I mean, you know.
Did she fuck Derek Jeter?
Yeah, Derek Jeter broke her heart.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
She was, like, in love with Derek
Sometimes
Jeter.
I wonder what Derek Jeter's thinking, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that is what he's thinking.
As you are not a listener of our podcast, Alex, what you don't know about Robin is that Robin hates athletes.
Yeah. I'm
not attracted to him.
Well, you know, not even because they're handsome and they got big muscles and... Some of them are thinking men, you know, Mike Mussina went to Stanford.
About sports.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to talk about sports and then do sports, and then it's like, you gotta, like...
I talk about sports with your boyfriend and your dad.
And I tune out and leave the room during those conversations.
Right. No, but that's understandable. I mean, sports aren't for everyone.
No.
And Robin would rather stab her eyeballs out than be forced to sit through her boyfriend's football game.
It's, oh my god, yeah, if you need to go to the games, I mean, I guess you guys get really drunk.
Well, I don't like going to things.
But then there'd still be wind in your face, it'd be terrible.
No, but just being out anywhere is horrible in general. You know, it's always cold everywhere.
It's always cold everywhere.
Yeah, it's always drafty everywhere, what can you do?
That's why I preferred. I just like to be under my comforter with all the windows closed and the heat on.
Right, all the time.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's number one goal.
Right.
I'm in sweatpants right now.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I would do Nicki Minaj. She just annoys me. I don't think I know any Nicki Minaj songs off the top of my head. I've probably heard them and just didn't know they were her.
Well, most of them don't have melodies, so it's hard to remember them.
But I look at her and I just think to myself, God, I hope I never meet you.
Well, I think to myself, why are you wearing that hat?
What do you mean? You mean her hair? That's her
hair.
No,
she wears a sailor hat in most pictures. Not in these pictures, but I guess maybe she's on like a bunch
of
billboards.
She's just got all these different wigs that I've seen.
No, well, you know, her wig maker quit over like creative differences.
Yeah, well.
Couldn't handle it.
Some people feel strongly about things that don't matter at all, you know?
like us on this podcast.
Yeah. What's her wig maker doing now?
Right, exactly.
Wow. Whose wigs are she making wigs for?
SNL?
Now?
Amber
Rose don't have no hair.
I mean, her wigs just look like shit I could buy on St. Mark's Street in New York.
Right, exactly.
One of those outdoor vendors.
Right. Well, that's the thing. She's not classy, and she can't sing very well. She doesn't really sing, and when she raps, she does this weird thing where it's like, as she raps in a verse, she'll get gradually more angry, you know? She'll kind of start it off kind of cute, you know, and then by the end, she's going like this, and you're like, whoa! Like, you're too angry. Like, it's not pleasurable to listen to anymore. It's just like a woman who's, like, bought something that's, like, taking it home and it's not working and she's going back to like Sears and she's real mad about returning it, you know? And then I got this fucking microwave and it still doesn't work!
I mean, if you went to Sears and purchased anything, it's your fault.
Right.
And it's interesting because like her and Mariah are now on American Idol.
Right.
There's this whole thing about them feuding and how people have like stopped watching the show for the most part. And I feel like it's gotta suck to be a contestant on American Idol right now when it's like all about Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey just fighting with each other.
Yeah, I don't even know that. I mean, that show is just so creatively bankrupt. I just can't even imagine watching it for even 2 seconds.
I don't know. Watch the show either. But
it's just too much. It's too terrible.
One of the super hottest pop stars used to be an American Idol host.
Paula Abdul.
Speaking, of course, of Ellen DeGeneres.
She's sexy.
Jennifer Lopez. Totally Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
I go to fucking Dolphins games with her.
It's not a choice whether you do her or not. That's a given. You do her. You know, you do.
You would. Do you think Jennifer Lopez has done anal?
Absolutely.
How many drugs has she done?
How many drugs? I don't know. But she seems like if she's done drugs, it's a prescription thing, don't you think?
I don't know.
She doesn't seem like coked up or anything like that. You know?
She doesn't seem coked up.
You know.
But I'm just saying, is it kind of like, I've got such a great ass, so let's put something in it? Or do you think she's, you know, trying to keep it classy downstairs?
Here's all I can say. Would Mark Anthony have wanted to do her in the butt? That's just my question to you.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think he even got her? You know, I mean, he's not a handsome man. You know, how do you think he even got her?
He speaks Spanish.
Mark Anthony?
No.
No?
No.
You're saying no to Mark Anthony.
Oh, would I do him?
Yeah.
Do
you think he's handsome? Separate from would you do him? Because that obviously does not correlate with the other with you. But do you find Mark Anthony attractive?
I mean, yeah, he passes the test, right? Like, he's fine looking. He's not like...
He's not like male Jennifer Lopez.
He's not, exactly, but he's also, it's not like he's bad looking. He kind of looks like an ugly cousin of Jamie Franco, what's his name?
James Franco,
yeah. He looks like an ugly cousin of James Franco. So, and James Franco is incredible, so...
And you don't need to be the most attractive man in the world, apparently, to get...
No, but my point is that he exerted such a degree of control over her for a time...
Yeah,
that if he wanted anal, I bet you it was right there.
That's what I think, also.
How did he have such control over
that? That's still a mystery to me, man. I don't know. He's, like, must have, like, magnets in his cheekbones or something, you know? I don't even know.
Here's what I think about a lot of these female pop stars.
Like the Rihanna, Chris Brown.
Yeah, and
Jennifer Lopez.
Well, we know why she's with him.
And
why she would... Oh, because of the big dick
thing? It's a penis thing.
No, here's what I think a lot of
it's
is.
It's penis and it's ego.
Is that if you are going to be a young pop singer who's also a sex symbol, it means that from a really early age, from like 12, 13, like 11, like you're getting a lot of male attention. And you're constantly busy, and you're not making any decisions. And then I think when you turn into an adult, you don't have any independence, you don't know what to do without... Like, yes, you're the one that's getting attention, but all of your agents, all of your managers, all of these controlling men in your life are the people that are actually in charge. And so you'll just kind of take orders to an extent, and then once in a while flip out, become addicted to drugs, and not be able to deal with it. But I think all of them are... I mean, who's really strong? Like, it's not like you're getting the Amy Poehler, Tina Fey impression off of fucking, like, Rihanna... And Tila Tequila, like Britney Spears is a broken person, you know.
Right.
Like who write their own music? Who are happy? Adele, right? And everyone thinks she's ugly. Beyonce, I don't know how the fuck she
Beyonce doesn't write her own music.
Beyonce,
predominantly.
No, but she seems in control. I mean,
yeah she is definitely.
Like Beyonce,
she doesn't do anything she doesn't want to do.
Yeah, Adele. Christina Aguilera to
what
an extent.
What do you mean Adele's not trying? I guess this is just a good picture.
I would do Adele. Absolutely I would. You wouldn't? She's got that British thing, you know? There's a nice, plump British girl. That's a whole thing.
I totally
you know?
Thought Adele was black.
Really?
Yeah. I
mean, really?
Only right now learning what Adele looks like.
Are you serious?
Realizing.
And you're saying that you're upset that I didn't know Call Me Maybe and you didn't know Adele was a white British woman?
No, I
just. She's saying the James
yeah,
Bond
I thought
theme.
It was
a, well, that could be a black person to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Madonna sung
British.
A James Bond theme.
And she's also British.
Is she?
No.
She married British.
Remember that fake British accent she had?
She had
a little
accent.
British in her at
she
one
put
time.
It on.
Oh, my God.
Right.
This is a day of puns for Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're who's... So funny. I mean, they're really... There's only a couple of them that seem like they have any kind of spine at all.
Yeah, I mean, to a degree. But it's funny, you know? It's like, you can say that, but having known some people who've done this kind of stuff, you know? It takes an enormous amount of strength to even do it, you
just
know?
Just because it's so much pressure
right.
all the time.
Yeah, and so too... And it's so much scrutiny all the time mm-hmm. by other people. It takes a strong person to even get to that point, and I think it just is something where it's a culture that will break you in the end unless you know when to get out of it, and that's really more the
speaking key. Of British pop stars, Alex, how about Susan Boyle?
I would not have sex with Susan Boyle. I would actually, you know, maybe if someone was filming it.
She's a virgin.
If
you find like, a lot of money off
if
of, like,
someone
breaking...
was filming you having sex with Susan Boyle, you would do it?
Yeah.
That's not something you try to hide from
no,
the world?
No,
that's like one of those things
it's
that
an
you
art
do.
Piece.
That's
right. Like... It's a fascinating thing. It's like the world needs to know if that happens. You know? The world needs to see that.
Susan Boyle looks like the nanny or the babysitter that my mom used to hire when the one I liked
well,
was
she
available.
Well, she looks like Mrs. Doubtfire. Is
wait,
looks
wait.
Like.
Question, Josh. This
she
is to
Mrs.
You.
Doubtfire.
She is. Josh, what if Robin Williams just was Susan Boyle? One day was a big reveal.
It's actually Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, right.
He came back and his last prank was being Susan Boyle.
Wait, but here's a question, Josh. Okay, so...
What if Robin Williams was that backup nanny I didn't like?
Oh my God.
Sharon.
What if there was a Susan Boyle porn? Would you watch it?
Yes.
I'm not curious about Susan
if,
Boyle.
No, this is here. You hear this is a Susan Boyle porn. You wouldn't Google
I
it.
I barely know who Susan Boyle is.
Wait, but Josh, are you telling me that, you know, sometimes don't you walk down the street and you see a woman and you're not necessarily attracted to her? Maybe she looks kind of weird or something, but you're just like... I would just like to undress you and maybe have sex with you just to see what's going on
well,
there.
Here's
just to investigate.
Here's a question. Not so much a question for Robin necessarily, because I feel like she doesn't have the answer, but more for you.
You've and, never and just then, had wanted to have sex to investigate, though?
Well, no. It's not so much a want to have sex, but do you ever find yourself jerking off to people you're not attracted to and wouldn't have sex
never,
with?
Never, actually.
Really?
No, of course not.
Sometimes I just need to change it up a little bit.
Really?
To someone you're not attracted to?
Something mundane?
Not
isn't
so
that
much,
mundane
not
enough?
So, not so much someone I'm not attracted to, but someone I wouldn't have sex with.
You mean because of personality reasons?
I for whatever reasons, just like someone pops
no,
in my
all
head.
My fantasies are elaborate and perfected at this point.
Let's get one of those. Let's hear one of them.
No, we're not going. That's no way. All right,
well, then
no,
don't.
You won't give us one fantasy?
Oh, no,
give
absolutely.
Give us the worst one.
Threesome with Serena Williams and Venus?
Yeah.
That's on the list. That's in there. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of other things that are before that. And let's just not.
Come on. What's the number one fantasy?
Nah.
Robin, would you do? You've already shared so much private nonsense.
Right, but this
give
is...
Give us
no.
the number one fantasy.
No, I can't do that. No.
Why is it... Now I'm actually really
no,
serious.
You're never
no.
going to get it.
No, this is the deepest...
Yeah.
This is the deepest depths of my soul.
Because if he tells you, he can't use it again.
That's the point. I'll never be able to use it because then I'll just think of you lighting up. Oh, this isn't really that sexual. This isn't really that interesting.
It's,
why do you like this? This is very
strange. I know what it is. I know what it is, actually.
What is it?
It's you being filmed having sex with Susan Boyle.
Right, that's what it is. Right, that's the number one thing. Then it would have already been ruined. No. No, that's not it.
Would you jerk off to that?
if I did it, if there was a porn, are you asking me, if there was a porn of me and Susan Boyle, would I watch that and masturbate to that?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I would not.
Once, because you'd watch it.
But I would take it around and I would show everyone I know.
Would you ever have like a masturbation fantasy of you being filmed having sex with Susan
no.
Boyle? Where it's like you just have a naked picture of Susan Boyle,
man,
that
I'll
you're
t-
looking
no,
at
man,
and fantasizing.
Man, if I had to have sex with her, you know.
I would have to
meditate for like 20 minutes beforehand on a mantra that was the most sexually arousing thing I had ever thought of. I would have to like just try to keep that spirit with me as I went in, you know. I would just have to try to
you
just
You can't because
keep...
she would talk during it.
Would she? Would she sing?
I told you she's a virgin. She would definitely be acting weird.
Yeah, there might
the
be some...
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
My loins are alive.
I dreamed a dream I would get fucked.
I don't think I've ever heard her sing. I actually thought she was like one of those joke singers. Like,
no, she's very good. Yeah. She's very talented. She's like, you know, like the best nun in the choir, you know? She's really good.
Okay. What do you guys think about Miley Cyrus?
Would I do her?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I would, you know, come on.
She's a buzz cut now.
You know what? You know what's interesting about her?
But still, it's kind of like V for Vendetta.
Yeah. You know, I was betting that by this age, what is she, like 20 now?
Does she be crazy and on drugs?
But is she 20?
I don't know.
Isn't she married?
No.
No.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. I'm confusing her with Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana is the same
Yeah,
person.
She's 20 now.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I actually
Hannah Montana is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. When I was like...
Who is the person I'm thinking of? There's another person that's neither Hannah Montana...
Oh, you're thinking of Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
That's
I met Hilary Duff.
Yeah, was she cool?
Yeah, she was cool.
She got
actually.
Fat.
Did she?
Yeah, yes, she did. But she was actually... She was nice.
Let's see if I would still have sex with fat.
Wait, so what... Sorry, what are you saying? What, Miley Cyrus? She was 20?
I was saying that I think that when Miley Cyrus was like 16, mm-hmm. you know, I would look at Miley Cyrus and I'd be like... She's kind of, you know, cute like a 16-year-old girl right now, but, like, as soon as she gets, like, past 18, like, she's gonna start dogging up, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's gonna all go to hell, like... But she's actually... And it has a little bit, but, like, she still looks better than maybe you would have thought at this age. So for that reason, I do her, just as kind of a reward. Just as
congratulations
like,
for not losing it
right,
completely.
Right, you still got
only
it.
Only did Miley Cyrus... Not Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana... No. Hilary Duff.
Who did?
Get fat.
She did get fat.
Yeah, so wait. Ultimately, who's won that Hilary Duff-Lindsay Lohan feud?
What? Was there a feud there?
They used to be feuding.
Well, I'm pretty sure Hilary Duff has more money and more respect such as
yeah,
this.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Does and she? I think she has a couple kids. She's, like, happy.
Yeah, she just had a child. I think she's probably doing good. No, she seemed like she was a reasonable human being.
How
you know?
Did she get that fat, though?
Because you have a child, yes. And your genes change, your metabolism changes, everything.
You're not on Disney Channel anymore.
Right. You don't have to be on TV, major millions.
That is a dramatic transformation right there. I'm just looking, like, when you said that, I was, like, imagining, like, one of those, like, people making a big deal out of nothing, like Tyra Banks walking around on the beach with, like, a little bigger than she used to be.
Right.
But Hilary Duff got that.
Yeah. And Tyra Banks still looks good, I think.
Hilary Duff
got that big alien forehead.
Hilary
though.
Duff
That's
got
what
like
right.
Chris.
She calls
like,
it a five head.
Right, I don't
she
even
got,
know.
She pulled like a young. She like did what Christy Alley did like years before Christy Alley did it.
Right, just the folds upon folds of, you know,
Tyra flesh. Banks.
Yeah.
Or Serena Williams.
Oh, that's... I mean, Serena Williams. Serena
really?
Williams. Really?
Definitely Tyra Banks.
Serena Williams.
Definitely good Tyra. I find Tyra Banks incredibly attractive.
Really? I don't know. Just something about Serena was like an Amazon, you know, or something. It's incredible, you know? Like, I would... Okay, you want to hear one... You want to hear one fantasy? I'll give you one.
Yes, please.
I'll give you one. I have one where I'm in a... I'm in, like, a helicopter, you know? I'd be like a helicopter, and I crash land.
You're by yourself in the helicopter.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like Life Aquatic, you know, I'm in like a janky helicopter, you know, And it starts, you know, like sputtering and whatnot. And like I'm going down, you know, and I have to get out of the, you know, I have to get out of my life jacket. And I get on this island, you know, and there's just the only people on this island are Venus and Serena Williams. But they're both like easily 11 or 12 feet tall. Like, they're huge. Like, they're giant. And we just have, you know, an incredible time together.
But aren't their vaginas really big then?
No, but I'm riding on their show. It wasn't purely sexual. It was just bizarre.
Completely unattainable fantasy.
Never going to happen.
I think we should start a new podcast where Alex just tells sex fantasy stories.
No.
Sex fantasy.
I'm surprised I told you that. That's gold right there, by the way.
Feel like you kind of want to tell us more, but you're holding back.
You're right. So I'm not going to say anything else because God knows where it can go. That was just the tip of the iceberg. That was just the little smallest chisel.
You got a good one in there that you want to tell us.
I can't tell you anymore.
Wait, in my fantasy, your fantasy starts when you're still flying the helicopter.
Part of your fantasy is his fantasy.
This is a fantasy I just got a second ago. My fantasy is that when you're having that fantasy, you're riding the helicopter for like 30 minutes. In your brain, the fantasy starts like, okay. And then you're riding it for like 30 minutes.
No, it is the suspense of the helicopter ride.
You're pressing buttons.
Like in Robin's fantasy of your fantasy, like you have to go through airport security. You get put out, you're waiting on a line. Like, you're like, fuck you. God damn, when is this line gonna...
I was trying to rent this helicopter and they don't have any more. It's gonna take a while.
There's like a really bitchy security lady.
What do you mean I've been bumped to the next helicopter? I paid $300 for this.
This
trip.
Is the piece of shit helicopter I get?
This is ridiculous. You get a fight, you have to wait, you call, you right. go and you stay at an airport
customer,
hotel
customer
for the
service
night.
Customer service is part of the fantasy.
It takes you 3 days to orgasm.
No, but really, the beginning of masturbation is very boring. You have to build suspense, you know?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Because you're masturbating.
No, just when you're first starting, you're like, meh, well,
the
this
beginning
again.
Of masturbation for me is close to the end of masturbation.
No, well, but you know how it is. You can kind of drag it out if you want.
Sometimes... I'm not going to get into any of it.
Right, you
sometimes...
can't, you know. This is just...
Oh, my, wait, you
this
guys.
This is just the tip of the iceberg for you.
So, the three of us had dinner last night, and...
I paid.
Yes, that's very, very nice.
The first time I have ever seen Alex pay.
I have to announce it. I have to announce it on the air.
There was a time... You can go, I just have to air this out. There was a time once where I had lent Alex, like, $300... And
but you made me buy film from you. That's why.
I don't remember what it was.
You made me.
I lent you like $300. You owed me for a while. You
right.
eventually paid me back.
Sure.
And then one day I asked you to lend me $20 and you wouldn't do it.
Right.
So it was a real magic moment the other day when Alex paid
We've
me.
We've all matured.
It was.
It was great.
I was happy to do it. I was happy to open up. This is 2013 me. It's a different game.
So anyway, after the dinner I went to the UCB and I saw a show that I really like where they do like short sketches and then they have like two regular hosts and there's a bunch of guest people that do sketches. And for one of the sketches, a guy was pretending to be like Steve Stone Cold Austin or whatever that guy, that wrestler guy.
Uh-huh.
And he brought out this cameo, this guy to come on stage, and the guy came on stage, and it was this guy who I'm in an improv team with, who I see, you know, we have rehearsal for 2 hours on Wednesday, and we have, like, shows every Thursday, and we're like, oh, Hunter, that's really cool, he's, like, being a guest in this sketch, and then he's dressed in only his boxers, and I'm just going, this is gonna go badly, so I close my eyes, and then I immediately hear the entire theater scream, because he just fucking showed the whole theater his balls, and then he just kept his fucking pants off
Why
for
did he
5 do
this?
Minutes, because it was like something where it was a debate, like a fake debate in the sketch where Steve Austin was debating like this like werewolf or something. And then Steve Austin was like, I bet the werewolf man doesn't even have balls. And then my friend Hunter comes out and was like, I'll show you if the Wolfman has balls. And then he just takes off, like, just, like, shows his balls to everybody.
That's a bit of a cheap laugh, isn't it?
It was disgusting. I'm just so glad that I closed my eyes. Because right. I have to see this man on Wednesday and rehearse with him.
I'll tell you, balls are disgusting. Just generally disgusting. And I mean, obviously I'm not into any of the male anatomy, but the balls especially, you just single them out. Even when you look at your own balls, you're like, this is just a weird thing for anyone to have. This is just a bizarre set of objects here.
Yeah.
Would you be turned off, Robin, if you were dating a guy and he had no balls? He had a penis.
Oh, God. What happened?
What if he could have children, but he just didn't have...
There were just no balls there.
Like, you couldn't
so
see.
So maybe there's, like, some rare thing where they're just still in your body and they're okay.
Yeah, they're okay. You just don't see them.
And he's the only one on Earth like this? Or it's, like, one in a million has it?
Does that make a difference?
You're so...
Yes.
Which one's better?
If it was, like, only... If it was, like, one in 15 guys didn't have balls, no, everyone would look for those guys.
It would be closer to, like, one in, like, a billion. Maybe there's, like, seven people on Earth.
And, but they're totally fine.
There's probably something, like, a little weird going on, but they have... Their penis is fine.
Right.
It works.
It'd be great. I'd, like, prefer that.
Great penis.
Those seven guys would be the most desirable guys on the planet.
There was a time in my life where I was against nipples.
What?
Like you wish
like
the woman
female,
didn't have one?
Female nipples?
Well, it was like... Well, it was before I'd really, like, seen porn and stuff. I don't know. I just had this idea of women not having nipples.
Was better?
I don't know, it's just
like a Barbie?
I'm talking about like I was very young at the
it
time.
It would be interesting.
I was like 17 or 18 years old. And no, I'm only kidding.
But I would
very,
feel like
very
I would
young.
Have the compulsion to draw them on or something. there, you know?
I think it was also like, I had like, at the time, I had only seen, like I'd found like this one Playboy that my dad had. And the woman on the front of it had this like massive nipples that were like
you don't
freaking
want the
me out.
Ones.
No, that's not. That's bizarre, you know. Could pick up a satellite signal on some nipples.
I used to also be bothered by tan lines.
Really?
Oh, that's weird.
That's sexy, I think.
Yeah, that's like you're like
I'm
getting
talking
out.
About a younger Josh that was like...
Okay, well, I used to think dicks were scary. I mean, I want to go back.
They are scary, I think. I'm terrified.
I mean, I think dicks are still kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm
terrified.
For
you guys, yeah.
Sometimes I'm in the dark, I'm going to the bathroom, I'm like, whoa, that's my... Oh.
The first time
it's
I
like
was...
that scene in Prometheus where the guy is friendly to the snake and it's not friendly. It's got malintent.
I'm just saying, if you... Like, you obviously still find dicks scary as you were terrified of seeing that guy's dick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd have been so upset if I had seen that.
The only dicks you don't find scary are the ones you want to deal with.
Those are, for the most part, the only ones I do see. So
right.
It's pretty much a perfect system. Besides UCB shows. Gotta watch out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing worse than, like, encountering male nudity in life.
Well, see,
like,
that's the thing.
Oh, boy.
Because I went with my boyfriend and I asked him, because I kept on talking about today about how grossed out I was and how much I didn't want to see Hunter anymore. And then he was like, I guess, like, I just didn't think it was a big deal. And he's like, and I was like, yeah, because it's not really the same if, like, a girl had showed her genitals to a bunch of guys. And then I told him it's about the same as if someone had just openly taken a shit on stage. You're just like, I don't want to see that. That's pretty much only... Like, if someone showed their balls to you on, like, a sketch, would you think it's funny?
One of my favorite comedians ever, this fairly not that well-known comedian, Alu Bell, has an amazing, amazing sketch that he ends his show with where he takes off his pants and he sees in his underwear and he's like, and what happens if I do this? And he pulls down his underwear and you think you're going to see his balls, but he has underwear underneath that. And then he just keeps taking off his underwear and he keeps having more underwear underneath it, like, again and again and again. He does it, like, 10 or 11 times. But he's such, like, a big, hairy, gross man that it is... You're sitting in the audience literally terrified that he's about to show you his balls. And he keeps pulling down his pants. And he keeps having more underwear underneath it.
And then he leaves and he still has underwear on?
You never see his.
Oh, that's good.
His thing.
Right.
But I highly recommend going to see a show if you ever get the opportunity.
Right.
Totally. Alex has seen him.
I've seen him. He's great, Alu Bell. An unsung hero of comedy.
Unsung hero of comedy.
Not that I'm an expert on comedy, but
as a comedian, Robin, you really need to at some point check that out with Bell.
Right.
I will. I can't wait to almost see balls.
Next time he is in town, we will go to his show.
All right.
I always feel like he's in danger of giving up on his career, though.
He had a joke.
He really doesn't seem to be doing well.
There was a joke that he told. I'm trying to remember how this joke went.
You better remember quick, you know. People aren't even listening.
Every episode of our podcast, there's at least a minute of dead air.
Of Josh not remembering.
That's right. Okay, well, why don't you ask me about a minute?
Well, I got the joke. He goes, I was living in a two-bedroom apartment in New York with this guy. He's like, I had to share a bathroom. I had this very tiny bedroom. And I was watching TV, and on TV there was an interview with Jerry Seinfeld. And Jerry Seinfeld was talking about how lucky he was to get where he is right now. And he said, you know, if I didn't make it as a comedian, I don't know where I would be right now. And he's like, well, at least I know. I might have butchered his joke. I think I did butcher it a little bit. Anyway, you should go see him and have him tell the joke.
Right, see Alu Bell.
The appropriate way.
Cool.
Okay, so you had a question for her.
Yeah. Robin, you wanted me to name male body parts, and you wanted to assess them.
Oh no! I wanted you to go back. I wanted to go back to the pop stuff.
Yeah,
we haven't really done any dudes, right?
We did Chris Brown.
Oh, Chris Brown. Yeah. What other dudes? Okay.
So you want to ask Alex which other pop dudes you would do? So ready for you, Justin Bieber.
If I was younger.
If you were younger, would you be totally into him?
Yeah, like, he's pretty much my type of what I was looking for when I was, like, 12. I was pretty much looking for brown hair.
Utter douchebag. Just an utter... If there were encyclopedias anymore, they would print a new version with under douchebags.
That's true, because, like, when I was that age, I wasn't into the boy bands. I wasn't into NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. But they also were, like, men. They're, like, grown adults. And that was really off-putting. There's nothing more scary than, like, full men when you're a tiny little girl. They're just, like, I had no crushes on them.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, when you guys are little, when you guys were 12, did you have crushes on adult women?
Oh God, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Pretty much just women in general.
Yo, one time, my parents made me take a fucking gymnastics class, and I remember the hot gymnastics instructor did a split one time, and that was the first vagina I ever saw.
Wait, what? What was she wearing?
She had, like, these little white shorts on, and I just remember it just, you know, there was all of a sudden.
You saw the creases. You're not saying you...
No, I kind of saw... I was looking, you know. I kind of saw on the side. I kind of, you know, got, like, a good periscope kind of view.
I'll never forget Dina Bale and my, I don't know what grade.
Every young man has
English
a moment
teacher,
like that.
Biggest titties I'd ever seen in my life was like there in front of me every day.
Fascinating.
And she wondered why I didn't pay attention in class.
Fascinating, you know, when you're a young boy.
If you like saw like a dick when you're a 12 years old girl, you'd just be terrified.
Who was your first famous person crush, Alex?
Oh boy.
Serena Williams?
No. My first famous person crush. Oh, that's a good one, Josh. You know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I have actually my two answers to that happen to both be from Batman movies.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Sure, that's
in
a good one.
Batman Returns, which would technically be the first one because the other one was from a later Batman movie.
Right.
But I also just remember having an unbelievably huge crush on Nicole Kidman in Batman Forever.
You know what? I remember having, you know, some feelings there, too, in Batman Forever, if I recall.
And one other one was Kelly Preston in Jerry Maguire.
You mean Renee Zellweger?
No. Kelly Preston was his first, like, the first girl he was with. There's that scene where they're banging in front of that, like...
Oh, yeah.
That, like, wolf dog, and it was, like, the first sex scene I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And I bought that VHS. I'm like, I want to get Jerry Maguire, Mom. And I just used to watch that scene in my bedroom. I actually,
out that VHS.
So I used to have a VHS player in my room.
Right.
And I used to make little VHS tapes. I had a Conan O'Brien one where every night... I would just tape the sketch from Conan O'Brien.
Right.
I just had a compilation of Conan O'Brien sketches. Sure. But on I also had HBO in my room, and I would make, like, a secret boner jams for myself. Like if there were ever scenes from movies that, like,
right.
I knew were, like, sexy scenes that I really liked.
Let's just take one small pause here. And let me ask, is this something you want to be sharing, you want everyone to know?
I was, like, a little kid that didn't have any porn to watch.
Right.
Aww. You were poor for Josh.
A lot of you may not know this, but the internet didn't exist at one point.
Right, no, that's true.
So when I didn't have the internet,
for
what
a
I
child
did
listeners.
Have, what I did have.
I found Playboys at a friend, at a family friend of ours' house
downstairs.
I eventually
downstairs found Playboys in my dad's bedroom.
Yeah, I found those shits and I fucking pocketed them. I took that right home.
You know, for a long time, all I had was, you know, Demi Moore and Disclosure on HBO.
Right.
And Kelly Preston from Jerry Maguire.
Right. One of my first celebrity crushes might have actually been Beyonce in the earlier Destiny's Child days. Because my sister used to listen to Destiny's Child all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I first heard it. Yeah. That might have been... That was an early one. And embarrassingly enough, maybe Madonna, you know?
Madonna's hot. Madonna was super hot back in the day.
Yeah.
Madonna's still not even that bad.
She's pretty bad.
Good enough for Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that might be like his Susan Boyle type situation.
Or his Ashton Demi.
Wait,
yeah,
you guys,
maybe.
I want to just interrupt this for a little bit to say that I was checking the stats in our podcast.
Yeah.
And we actually, in the last 2 weeks, got 600 listens from Germany. So my anti-Semitic comments will be continuing. They are soaring, our viewership.
Really? We got 600
hits? We got 600 hits from Germany.
Well, you're
going
to get more. What if you guys got
Germans
Germany
had abandoned us for
They're
a while.
They're back!
They had abandoned us for
yeah.
a long time. Little do they know that we're black and Jewish.
We have about 100 people.
What was
every week.
What was the episode that got the Germans back on our side?
I'll look it up later. I don't know right now, but yeah.
Well, Guinevere, the girl,
Frazier?
I've heard, but she's got a lot
Germans
of German fans.
Love
so there you go.
Frazier.
Yeah, they do.
Frazier, like they abandoned us, and then we did Frazier, and Germany was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
We should do
well, Frazier probably just came out in Germany, so they're like, it's like the number one new show in Germany right now.
We should just pander to the German fans. We'd be like, next week on Who Would You Do, like, strudel versus pretzels and sausages.
No, it's schnitzels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week on Who Would You Do, Run Lola Run.
Right.
Schnitzel sounds like a vagina, a name for vagina.
We just referred to it. It sounds more like a penis.
Yeah, that's more of a
penis. I saw a schnitzel.
A schnitzel.
Yeah,
it's a long pounded piece of meat.
Oh, I don't know what it actually is.
Yeah,
I think it just sounds like snitch.
You've never had schnitzel
you
before?
You dip it in sauce.
Maybe.
There's a really good kosher schnitzel place over in Beverly Hills that I go to.
Oh, yeah?
Good. Good.
Sure.
So, Justin Bieber, I probably would have called out him being a bullshitter, but as far as, like, cute-looking dude, I definitely would have thought he was super attractive when I was young.
How about Adam Lambert?
He's gay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that Robin can't do him.
It means that he...
No,
might...
and you know what's actually, upsetting is that I've been realizing how many of my celebrity crushes are gay actors. Like, I seem to be specifically drawn to them. Like,
You know Patrick Harris?
No, not him, but the guy from the Big Bang Theory, the tall guy. And also, Frasier's brother, Niles Crane, was a super big crush. And there are, like, three others.
You had a crush on Niles Crane?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's right up my alley.
Wow, that's weird.
Why?
I just always thought he was like a psycho or something.
A psycho?
Yeah, like I always thought he was like, or was he a therapist?
Did you,
or are those
therapists.
Things the same, psychos?
Did you, Robin, I just feel like this is something that we should talk about on this podcast mm-hmm. a little bit since it's our theme. Do you know about that Manny Teo story?
What's Manny Teo?
Who's Manny Teo?
Teo.
Manti Te'o.
Manti
Te'o.
Manti Te'o.
What's
the
that?
Notre Dame football player.
Oh, the fake girlfriend?
The fake girlfriend.
I had heard about that, yeah. It's just like Catfish, my favorite MTV show.
Right.
And a movie before that was really interesting, made by NYU people.
What movie?
Catfish.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Or at least the editor.
I still don't believe him, though, really.
He's like faking, right? He knew the whole time.
He had to have. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
well, doesn't the fact that he's like very religious make it more believable that he wouldn't know it?
No, but he said things like, "We've talked, we met." Though.
No, but he admits that his story is that he was fooled for a time, and then he found out, but he was so embarrassed when he found out, he kept lying about it, and that's when he started really lying about it and all that. And that's very convenient.
That makes more sense.
But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's real dumb. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a Forrest Gump type situation.
He looks real dumb.
Yeah,
I'm
he does.
Him up.
No, you look at his face. You don't look at his body. You just look at his face.
It's
and
vacant.
That is the face of a retarded man. I mean, you know. I mean, you're just looking at him and you go, "There's nothing behind that."
No,
there's
nothing.
How about for Alex, Kelly Clarkson?
No, I wouldn't have.
She's ugly.
She's unfortunate looking. I think.
Yeah. All the makeup in the world couldn't help her.
Yeah, I just think Kelly Clarkson. You know, like there's just a certain look to just a kind of person, a sort of mid-level person in the Midwest who just mid. Everything is mid, and this. It just feels like she is that, and she's. But she just is.
I was just
dress her up like a pop singer, and it's weird.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that she looks like if you go into any bar in Mississippi, that there's five of them there.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Very plain. God bless you.
Christina Aguilera?
There was a time when I would have done her, but not now.
You wouldn't do her now?
She was animating Boulan's voice?
No, I just think she's like,
I was still talking.
No, I just, I don't know. I'm just not interested. She always looks like greasy or something. She always
looks
like oiled down. Like, I don't know why that's a look that's good.
I don't know.
She always looks like...
I still think she's pretty ridiculous.
Now I have a talent crush on her.
You have a talent crush on her?
She's so good at singing.
She's a very good singer. I mean,
great
you can't
singer.
Take that
I
away.
Still think she's a very, very, very attractive woman.
She looks kind of trashy, Josh.
She looks like that girl who turned into a blueberry in Willy Wonka.
She looks like a witch.
Yeah, she looks like the girl who turned into a blueberry on Willy Wonka.
I'm taking a look.
Like, if they did live action Little Mermaid, she could be Ursula.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what?
But she'd be kind of a sexy Ursula.
Well, you know, Ursula
was
looking, maybe...
She is definitely not looking as good these days as she used to.
No. Yeah. It's just all the fake tan and the greasiness, and I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, it's looking very plastic.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Wait, so you're against, Alex, you're against plastic surgery?
I don't like it at all. I don't, as a look, it's not attractive to me, you know, because I don't understand that mentality, you know. It makes me nervous because it makes me think that the person really just cares so much about how I view them.
Man, you know what? You know what I'm learning?
It's a sign of insecurity, I guess.
You know what I'm learning from all these Christina Aguilera and Hannah Montana. Not Hannah Montana.
Miley Cyrus.
No, he's talking about Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire.
Right.
Don't gain weight.
Hillary Duff.
Is that what you're learning?
I'm not saying don't gain weight. I'm just saying it's just tough to be a woman and a celebrity woman.
This is what's making you realize that. This is the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's tough to be any kind of celebrity.
It's tough to be a woman. Woman.
You got a couple years left.
Yeah. I got like 5 years before I'm 30.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I will say, as a woman...
Oh, man, young Christina Aguilera was so hot. I was thinking about that.
She was a hot tamale.
And she was ridiculously skinny.
She was very attractive.
I don't think she's particularly bad looking now.
No, but she just is, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't rush to...
I wouldn't say no, but she's not at the top of my list.
Look, if Christina Aguilera came up to me and she was like, "Listen, you tall, big bird looking Jew, I want to fuck you right now." I would be like, "You know what, Christina Aguilera, okay."
All right, here's a question. You're in a room and there's two doors.
Right.
There's three doors.
Right.
Okay? In one room, there's Adele naked waiting for you.
Sure.
In another room, there's Christina Aguilera naked waiting for you.
Right.
In another room, there's Susan Boyle and a camera crew waiting for you.
Right.
What do you do?
Which room are you going
to? The other two, you can never reveal to anyone what happened.
I'm doing Susan Boyle. I'm going there. I'm going to do Susan Boyle.
Because you would want that videotape?
It's performance art, Robin.
It is performance art.
It almost feels productive.
Yeah, it really does. It feels incredible. And also just like I want the challenge of like I just want the challenge. It's a challenge. It'd be a challenge, you know?
What if she has your phone number forever and she calls you every day 5 times?
Susan Boyle? For the rest of my life? Yeah. She calls me?
Most of her life.
I don't know. She's a lot older than me. That
Alex,
might not
Alex
be
is,
so long.
Alex has dealt with similar.
no, I have not.
Robin. Mm-hmm. LMFAO.
I'm going to have to Google. I don't know any pop music, man.
Girl, look at that body. No, I don't know what LMFAO looks like. Girl, look at that
song.
Body.
Yeah, no, I know.
I work
like,
out.
He looks like that comedian friend of yours.
Tim. Yeah, everyone says that.
That's
Let's
him
see.
With the
oh,
afro.
Yeah, I'd do the one that's cuter. The other one's really yucky looking, though.
Yeah, he's not a... I don't even think they're a band anymore. I think they
broke
up.
No, they broke up.
Right. But what does that really mean, like...
But I don't like that hair. I like short hair only.
Yeah.
I mean, your hair is fine because it's very smooth, but I don't like... I mean,
well,
I
thank you.
I have a lot of self-hatred against my own hair, so anything that reminds me of that is gonna...
But he's got a sense of humor. Wait, which one is the one that you would do?
The cute one. Can you tell which one it is?
I don't know.
That
the one with the fro.
Yeah, the other one's ugly.
The one with the fro.
Yeah.
Okay.
The main guy, Red Foo.
No, I always thought he was just LMFAO. I see...
Well, that's why they broke up, because the other guy, I think, sensed that, too.
Then that means he should just stick with him as long as possible.
No, yeah. But you know, that's not how people don't think logically like that. People
are like,
you know,
everyone thinks Destiny's Child is Beyonce, so I think we should all split.
Yeah, let's prove it to them.
We should just have no career.
No, they all have careers.
Well,
Kelly Rowland has, no, Kelly Rowland has had hits, and Michelle has became a very big gospel singer. They're all, I mean, they're all just, you know, they're the top of the game.
Alex.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Wow, that's interesting, because that is a very attractive white woman, but you know, I would just...
You're just not that into her?
I'm just not that into it. I don't know what
I
to
would
say.
Totally.
And there's something about her music that makes me think that she's just like, just the way everyone describes her, where it's like, she just like, she's really like, gets into like, I could have any man I want, you know what I'm saying? And like, I would maybe just want to turn
yeah,
her down
can have
just
any
to stick it to her.
She can have any man she wants for like a week, and then they're going to get sick of her.
Right, but I just would stick it to her. I would just want to be like, no, you cannot.
Right.
All
right,
so anyway, we've reached the point in our podcast. This is the end. Since you've never listened to our podcast.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. This is my good friend, Alex Rusick, has never listened to our podcast.
I know.
This is how we close our show. We do a Mary Murder Fuck.
Mary Murder Fuck.
So what I'm thinking is, since we have guests now, we all kind of have to do it by rules.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have Robin, you'll give Alex his.
Okay.
I'll give you yours, and Alex will give me mine.
All right, that's good, because you already gave Alex one.
Yeah.
So kind of burned that.
What happened?
Well, I gave you the question of the three doors. But that wasn't really Mary Murder Fuck. That was like the which situation would you go for.
Mary Murder Fuck, that's like the pornography version of Mary Tyler Moore.
So you have to, if you don't know the rules, you have to pick one person that you would marry,
right?
One person that you would murder, and one person that you would like have sex with.
Yeah,
that I would marry, one person that I would murder.
But we give you the three choices. So,
so
Robin,
if I marry them, I'm not having sex with them.
If you,
you're having sex with them, but the main thing is you have to be with that person forever.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
like
you have a. You have like a, you know, you're dealing with being married to them. You're like you're just, you know, you're probably having sex with them, but
what if
it's just like you're married to this person. You have to deal with whatever that is.
What if I don't want to kill anyone? What if I don't
have
that kind of animosity in my heart?
You have to
choose which one of them you would kill.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of the three, it's like you're given
boy.
The choice. You're gonna have to get married to one of these people. You're going to have to kill one of these people, and you're going to have sex with one of them. All right, people.
Hit me.
All right. I'm going to throw you Rihanna.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah.
And...
You're just going to give him straight Madonna? Because he's already said yes to Rihanna and no to Madonna.
No,
you didn't do Madonna.
No. Mm-hmm. I said I didn't think she looked that good, but I didn't say I wouldn't have sex with her.
Are we going to say current Madonna?
Yes.
So current Rihanna, current Madonna.
And Nicki Minaj.
I feel like
that's too easy.
Yeah.
I would kill Nicki Minaj in 2 seconds.
Who are you marrying?
Boom.
Who are you marrying?
Oh, I would marry Rihanna, and I would have sex with Madonna.
You would marry Rihanna?
Yeah, I would. Yes, I would.
God, that'd be awful.
No, but we'd write some, I mean, we'd get some great material.
Fine, I have a new one. This is your real one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll switch flavors.
Please.
Fine. You took the exact one I was going to use, Josh, so don't criticize me.
The Susan Boyle
You gave one? Him the three things, yes, okay.
That Fine. Was the exact one you were going to go
yes,
for?
Yes, we're going to do then...
I was just that psychic?
We're going to do... You took the good ones. We're going to do Britney Spears or Dumb Bitch Number 2 and Dumb Bitch Number 3, the other white ones we were talking about.
Who are they?
Britney Spears, Miley Cyrus, or Liz McGuire.
Marry, kill, or have sex with?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, that's really hard.
There we go. Much better, Robin.
Britney Spears, Miley Cyrus.
I would marry Hillary Duff.
Okay.
Even though she is all plump now?
Yeah, I would, because I think that she's probably a good person, and I think that
definitely
she might have a comeback, and she might get it up. She might
definitely the most potential for genuinely stable.
Yeah, I have a feeling the most financially sound.
I'd probably give
the best
on
credit,
that one.
If you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I would probably have sex with Miley Cyrus, and I would kill Britney Spears.
Man, you loved Britney. You're talking
yeah, but
about
I would
like five
kill
minutes.
Britney Spears because I just feel like it would be better for her in the end. You know, it just would.
Yeah, right, that's fair.
You could be the guy that killed Britney Spears.
Yeah.
No, but no, I'm not even talking about that. But I just mean I think that would be if I had to kill someone, that would
be
the
better,
nicest thing to do.
You think it would be better for her than to do that to Miley Cyrus before?
Because the thing is, Miley Cyrus, the book is yet to be written. There, you know.
But you just think like the one off of sex with Miley Cyrus versus the one off of sex with Britney Spears is better. You
Absolutely.
Would rather have just had like banged out Britney Spears.
Yeah,
no.
Britney Spears, oh, she might cry, but I feel like she knows what she's doing. Miley Cyrus has probably had sex with like four people.
I just feel like
Miley Cyrus probably had sex with
a lot of people.
No, I think four people.
Really?
That's my guess.
Wow, you're so sheltered.
Who do you think Miley Cyrus is fucking?
I don't know. How old is she?
She's
now?
Not just. She's not a dude. She's not like trying to tramp around. Like she's like was like she's like pretty Christian and like into her
is
family.
She?
Yeah, she's like with her family all the time.
And Billy Ray Cyrus is her dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Christian she is.
I think that she
I don't
is.
Know about any of this.
She's had sex with Justin Bieber.
Yes.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't pretend to know.
How many people do you think Justin Bieber's had sex with?
He can't remember anymore. It's already over 200 and he has no idea.
You're probably right. You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
That might even be the amount of times he's cheated on Selena Gomez. Potentially. Who I would do.
All right.
All right.
So,
you ask Josh now.
I asked Josh who
he... Wait, should I ask you or he asked me? Okay.
So I ask you.
Yeah.
All right.
Make it tough.
All right. I don't even know what
You can
women
give me
like
hypotheticals. Like. You could be like this person at this age or like this person if they were like missing a leg or something. I don't know.
Okay. Can I give you... Okay, who would you do? Would you rather have sex with all right, I don't choose that part of it. I just
no,
give
you
three people.
Three people.
Okay, Batman.
No,
they have to be pop singers.
They have to be pop singers.
People we talked about.
Okay, Robin Thicke, Bruno Mars.
No, they gotta be they have to be
it's three girls
okay.
that we
come
talked
on,
about.
Come on, Russell, let's do this
right.
for real.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay.
Kesha.
Okay.
Or, oh God, who else?
Nicki Minaj or Rihanna?
No, because I think that would be an easy pick
Lady
for
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, or Lady Gaga, that's good. That's who you gotta pick from. You gotta pick, yeah, that's what you gotta pick.
Kesha.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's her music?
Yeah. She sings like this.
She looks incredibly annoying.
Yeah, she is the most annoying.
She spells her name with a money symbol. That's how you
Lady
know she's
Gaga?
Quality.
Because you know it's what she's about.
I kind of think Lady Gaga's probably a lot of fun in bed.
Probably, I think she lies there like a fish.
You really think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think she seems pretty wild.
Yeah,
she
I bet
pretty...
she's pretty wild.
You don't think
she's
that's just a fake?
Dancer.
You think that's a fake?
Huh?
I just think that's a fake, no? You think that's... Like, she's going to put that effort on you? She's just going to lie there and be asleep, probably.
Oh, you're just saying she's just going to lie there for me?
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's me?
Mm-hmm.
She might lie there
Why
for
is she
you.
Trying to impress you?
That's true.
Maybe if you're Derek Jeter.
Big time podcast star.
Right.
Went to college together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did. That's true. We went to college with her. I know a good friend of mine actually dated her.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, can we...
Oh, I can't reveal that.
Let's get him on the phone.
No. He doesn't talk about it. So I can't tell you who it is.
I feel like I'm killing Kesha.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah,
that's a kind
smart
thing
move.
To the world to do.
Kesha, she's not really looking that good to me.
No, she doesn't look good. There's actually this hilarious picture of her where she's in a leotard and she's doing a handstand, and you literally can't tell if it's the front or the back of her because, she just looks weird.
Let me see if I can find that picture. So I'm going to kill the
That's exciting. That's exciting for the radio. You finding a picture.
Now I got to decide if I'm marrying this.
Lady Gaga has hella money.
But she spends it all on but she spends it all on her own tours, Lady Gaga. She's not saving it.
Really?
Nope. Just pointing that out. You're not going to kill Carly Rae Jepsen, though. That's impressive. That's very. It's a lot of willpower.
Well, you gave me Kesha as the other option. I got to decide if I'm marrying this Carly Rae Wilson.
But she wouldn't just have sex with Kesha one time, you know? Just one time.
And then marry Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I mean, I'm deciding for you. Seems to be the only logical course of action.
All right, decide. All
right, I feel like this. I would be too just. I would feel like my wife hated me too much if I was married to Carly Rae Jepsen.
Right.
If I was married to Lady Gaga, maybe our weirdness could get along in some way. I feel like there's almost some sort of reality where that works.
She's a visionary in her own way, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you're calling me one too, Alex, so thank you.
Right, there you go.
So I guess
finding
I'm marrying,
a silver lining.
Marrying Lady Gaga. Okay.
Right.
Banging Carly Rae Jepsen.
Sure.
And murdering Kesha.
There you go, beautiful.
All right, now it's my turn to give Robin hers. Mm-hmm. Let's go with 18-year-old Justin Bieber.
Okay.
He's probably not much older than 18 now anyway.
Right.
We're just going into when he's 18.
Okay.
Chris Brown.
Okay. He's dead.
Or Ike Turner.
Who's Ike Turner?
Oh, if you knew, he'd be dead.
Ike Turner is the Chris Brown of Tina Turner.
He beat up a much more guy. He beat up a much more talented woman way more many times.
Ike Turner. All right. Well, I guess I'm. Oh, he's old, right? Okay, so I'll do Chris.
Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
I'll do Chris Brown, and I'll re-kill Ike Turner, and I'll marry Justin Bieber because
I'll re-kill him.
Sex would only
Cocaine
last like 5
first.
Seconds. It'd be fine.
I bet Justin Bieber's got a lot of experience now.
Justin Bieber lasts for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
There's no alternative to that truth.
Yeah. He's not a real man. That you can tell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is by far our longest episode of the podcast.
Oh, God.
Let's end it before we talk about how long it is.
Right.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.